Yeah. But have you ever tried living life on hard mode? Have you ever tried being so aware with radical acceptance, going, yes, today would be a lot easier if I didn't take this dab. However, I didn't ask for it easy. You know? That's the only thing you have control of. How, that truly, the only thing you have control of is how hard your life is at some points. It's like you can make it way harder on yourself, and you could do it with purpose, though. Just be like, I'm knowing that this is, I could have a way easier time if I just waited till I got home and I ate some dinner and then I smoked some weed, probably be way better off. But think about all the learning and discipline it takes, all the things you get out of that. And it's not for everyone, but I'm trying to learn still. Still, I feel like I have a lot to learn, figuring it out. I can do some pretty cool water tornado stuff, though. That's pretty sick. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 174 of the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be looking at a honey jar, but mainly focusing on our finished, what we want to do for our newest, like, bigger quartz nail, for like a standard nail people can get. And then I'm going to show off this 14 mil double that I recently did, and I have this nano on the table because I want to talk about the pivot adapter tops one more time. But we'll do that here in just a second. First, last week I got to go up to Evergreen, Colorado and do a podcast with one of my favorite glass artists and old friend. It's crazy to even say that at this point, how long I've known these people, but I got to go be up on Matt Robertson's podcast for his season 5 of Robertson Stash. I'm excited. We had like a really fun conversation. We got so stoned though, like that was like, I didn't, because okay, last time I went and did one, because I did the first season of it. And when I did that one, they weren't doing any like consuming of anything on the actual podcast. We would do it before and then after because of, you know, monetization purposes. You got to make sure, whatever. So this time I was expecting the same, but then he told me, he's like, oh no, we're going to be, you know, seshing the whole time. I have sponsors. We're going to be testing their stuff. And I want you to bring up some of your crazy Puffco stuff because Puffco is one of the sponsors. And I was like, well, that's a great opportunity because the pivot tops are popping right now. And I'd love to show more people them and, you know, whatever. So I made the trip up to, it's north, about an hour and a half from where we are down in the Springs. And gosh, it's so beautiful up there. But yeah, I went into his shop. His studio is so nice, guys. Like Matt Robertson has, like I have a nice studio, like a really crazy like manufacturing facility I'm building essentially. Matt Robertson has like this really nice like home art studio that's also industrial and you can do big shit in, but it's like it's for him. Like mine, I have benches for all my guys to work and stuff. It's a totally different setup, but his studio is fucking beautiful. The views, damn it, I didn't mean to swear. Slipped up. What can you do? I was trying something this time. I was like, first 10 minutes, not going to smoke anything or say any profanities. Try to be chill. But I honestly, it's too woven into how I function. So it's what it is. What can you do? But either way, it was super fun to do it. Matt took like, literally like, I had the adapter where you can put three pivots on it. And he took a dab of that and hit like all three of them at once. And I was like shocked. I was like, damn, I didn't even know like Matt Robertson dabbed like that. Like maybe when back in the day before the kids and all that stuff, but like damn dude, like he was a beast. I was like, it was actually so fun to get like that silly and stoned with him, like, because I'd never really done that. Like we've like worked a little bit together, hung out, done business stuff, but never just sat down and got super stoned. That was a it was a good time. I think we had a good conversation. We talked about some interesting stuff, but I got like so stoned, I think I might even said some stupid shit. I probably said some pretty dumb shit, and his podcast is pretty legit, so like hopefully they can find something useful out of the fucking all that we filmed, like an hour and a half, like, and I was like, damn, we didn't even get to all the things that we were supposed to get to. But that's how you know it was a good conversation and we were just having fun. I was also being very conscious of trying not to go on tangents so that we stayed on track, So I'm pretty sure I didn't go on any, and I even stopped myself a couple times. But I'll tell you what, Matt did ask me one question that I was like, he asked me like, just like my thoughts on that, like the recent discoveries of them using that, it's not LIDAR, but it's a specific type of scanning they use to scan underneath the Giza Plateau and stuff to actually see like voids in large spaces, whatever. But there's been some semi-recent discoveries. I think discoveries happened in 2016 or 2018, but no one really gave a fuck. And then they were reanalyzed and re-released recently, showing that these huge structures that will go 2 kilometers underneath the Great Pyramids, whatever. So he asked me about that, not because he thought that I knew anything about it, but I think he just had some fun trivia questions just to pick people's brains, like his guests, like just kind of all over the board. And I was about to get into it because he asked me what I thought about it. And I was about to go into talking all about like the labyrinth of Egypt and like how, you know, lots of Greek philosophers and writers wrote about the labyrinth of Egypt. And it was a very real place. It was like one of like the like seven, or it's either 7 or 9. I don't know, maybe I'm getting the number wrong, but one of the ancient wonders of, or one of the like wonders of the ancient world. It was like this very, basically like even Herodotus wrote about how, you know, the labyrinth of Egypt is so, and this is not exactly what he wrote, obviously, but what he wrote was, you know, not verbatim, but essentially that the labyrinth of Egypt makes like the pyramids are cool guys, but the labyrinth like is way crazier than the fucking pyramids. So what's underneath the pyramids is much more grand, extravagant, and incredible than the pyramids themselves, is essentially what he wrote in his philosopher Greek terms, fucking 2,500 years ago or whatever. But these were like very real places that people wrote about and know about, like, and until the last few hundred years, they've become like inaccessible. But this, you know, still like anything, I was like, I wanted to go into a tangent, and then Matt immediately pivoted, and I was like, okay, I guess we're not going to talk about that. But I got really excited, and then I wish we would have talked about that more, but that's not what it was about. I like talking about stuff that I don't really know about, but that I also enjoy to dabble in. Like, I'm not a fucking archaeologist or an intelligent person. I'm just having fun. I think archaeology and history is kind of neat, and I like to dabble in it and learn about it. I wouldn't tell anyone I know anything about it, but I've heard some things and watched some things, and I just, you know, I think it was like growing up watching like movies like The Mummy and shit. Goddamn, only 6 minutes. So I'm ready. I'm going to start warming this up. By the time this is warmed up, and all this is not bad. This is fine. This is what you do when you're trying to do a science experiment. We need to heat up this part of the science experiment in order to show you guys how it all works. That's what's happening. I'm trying, guys. Like Matt Robertson, I talked to him. He was telling me all these things I should do to make it so we can get past certain layers of shadow bannings. He's like, man, it's so hard to even search you. I'm like, yeah, dude. Well, guess what? It's because from the beginning of the podcast to the end, we're getting silly. We're smoking. But whatever. Yeah, because Matt's, the first 10 minutes, we didn't even smoke. It was like after 10 minutes, then it was like off to, you know, we just started going super hard. It was fun. Just trying to do a better job with that stuff, you know what I mean? So it's easier to find. So recently, we ordered some new equipment because people have been supporting us so heavily with some of these newer projects we've been releasing, and it's been like a major blessing. So we've been able to order some equipment that we've wanted for a very, very long time that we just didn't really have access to or a need for it really. But because of everybody's support over the last month, literally, we ordered a very big laser, a big old laser, and we're going to be able to do crazy shit with this laser, all sorts of very cool activities I'm going to talk about. But what I'm most excited about is to figure out how do we smoke the laser. Okay, so it has a ventilation line because it has to be vented because of the heat coming off the laser. There's also like a whole huge coolant pump with like a 5 gallon thing of like antifreeze and coolant that pumps over the whole thing to keep it from overheating. It looks crazy. It's big. It's like bigger than this table I'm sitting at. But either way, I think that if we mount something right where the laser would be shooting to engrave the glass, like a bowl, like a big bowl of weed or like a nail with some hash on it, then maybe And if I had like a hose that went in through the ventilation tube and then out into my mouth, then maybe I could turn the laser on. The laser, I'm not going to tell my wife about this. And she doesn't watch the podcast, so it doesn't matter. Just don't tell her. That's literally all I'm saying. Don't ask, like, when's the laser thing happening? It doesn't matter. Actually, you could ask that, because she knows we bought it for work. But there is other ideas. I think we can find a way to smoke it. I've already talked to the guys, and we've been writing, drawing up things. I think we could find a way to make the laser paraphernalia. I don't know. We'll find out. Either way, very excited about our laser. We also got some new saws and stuff that we really needed for cutting crazy pieces of glass so that we can pursue some of these new projects. It's just really cool. All the guys here are so hyped and excited about getting new equipment and stuff, because when they see us getting a new equipment, they know, they're like, oh, some new projects. Like, that means that we're like selling enough glass to not just like cover costs, but to start buying and investing. Because our main goal is just obviously like any business is cover costs. But then if there's extra, we immediately like, okay, buying equipment. Like, we're going to get, what's the next tool? What's the thing that everybody wants in the shop so we can try this crazy fucking idea? Like, because at the end of the day, you can have all the skills in the world, but where you'll start bottlenecking is not having the resources to execute the ideas. So you can do a ton with just your hands. You don't need all the saws and lathes and all these measuring tools and lasers. You don't need none of that. But if you want to do some crazy shit that's so unnecessary and precise, but stupid too, then you need the tools. There's a limit to, like, once the pipes start getting above fucking 10 foot. Damn it, I swore again. Either way, 10 minutes in almost, basically, kind of. Whatever. Fuck it. Whatever. It's over. I tried. Next time, we'll do better. Practice, right? It's little improvements each day. That's the only thing that really fucking matters. Little improvements each fucking day. Fuck. Okay. That's nice. That's nice. I don't swear at home, so it's nice to just be here. And I don't think I swear at home. Now I don't even know, dude. Fuck. I could. Where's my hash? I'm going to take a dab of some Jomo from the Hash Hounds. Holy shit, have I flown through this half ounce. Boy, oh boy. And I bought 3 half ounces thinking that, oh, if I have 3 of them, I'll not smoke through them as quick. And I just smoked more hash. That's all that happened. That's all that ever happens. When I have more, I just smoke more of it. That could be it, though. Or, you know, you get a little stressed out, or maybe you feel inspired, or maybe you feel like you can't sleep, or whatever the reason is. I got a million of them for taking a dab, but you go through more hash then, too. All right, where's my temp reader? Perfect. Gonna rip this honey jar recycler here. This is a personal one. And that marina with lava. You guys have seen this one before. We have a bunch of new glass, but it's all been shipped. We're writing an in-between time in between drops, and we've been doing those pivot drops in between everything. But right now, we're prepping for an actual, like, legitimate large Sunday sale in a couple weeks. That's going to be mostly, like, obviously our recyclers function, and then, like, some... I'm going to try and have a bunch of different really unique stuff in there, though, that's, like, one of ones or the more collectible stuff, too, because even though we're not in the holiday season or anything, like, I'm itching to make some crazy shit, like... So that's what I'm going to do. All right. See if I can. I'm going to have to move this just a little bit because the mic should still be hot enough. These nails hold crazy temp. Yeah. That's nice. Keeping the mic. What can you do? Wow, Jomo. So gassy. And I definitely have talked about it here before when I've smoked Jomo, but maybe not in a while. It's like, for me, it's always fun smoking that strain when it comes around because my buddy is the one who did the seed breeding for that, and that's like his genetic. People have bought seeds and pheno hunted stuff, but he's one of the first people that ever bought an RBR for me, the guy that made that Jomo. We were at our first trade show at Denver Champs, and him and his, lady walked up, the sweetest people, and they bought, like, one of my first RBRs, like, ever, and this is, like, fuck, it might have been 2013 or 2014. It was over a decade ago. And now he's become, like, one of the biggest, most talented, like, cannabis photographers, breeders, everything. His name's Schwale on Instagram. He does like really incredible cannabis photography stuff. You should check him out. God damn, that stuff's strong. With the 2-inch pillar in there too. Oh man, we have like, it's a hollow pillar as well, but we're doing quartz hollow pillars and stuff. There's so much. It's like so fun for me being like a hash smoker and having access now to like, dude, I walk into the shop and like I have like a quartz guy that I can be like, I want this and like this. And he's like, on it. And then I'm like, oh, dude, I'm about to get high on this nail later today. Like, it's such a silly pursuit, but it's so professionally done. And I'm like, this is like crazy. And like the other day, like, and even this morning, had a rough couple days, but I still have those moments where I'm like, damn, I think this is like the best time of my life. I need to be like hyped up. Like, this is like legit might be the best time. Like, we have like, I'm able to make glass and I really enjoy it and I love what I'm doing. Like, my kid's at an age where she still thinks I'm cool. My wife rules. Like, it doesn't really get better for the human experience. So I gotta not be bummed out, even though just like shit, life happens. But man, it's so fun having access to all these professionals in here with real equipment and like just the ideas and what we can pursue. I'm like, gosh, I just want to like, so much shit I want to do. It's like almost like paralyzing. It's like paralyzed by like the amount of ideas and access to paths we could take for creating new things or bringing back things that I did in the past that I just didn't have the knowledge or tools yet to execute in a way that was like sellable. Now we can go back to some of those older ideas and bring them to life in a way that's like, I don't know, super cool. And the stuff that we're going to be doing with this laser, not just smoking it, that's just me being funny, but believe me, I'm going to smoke the laser. But like, that's more for like stuff we're trying to do with Boro, quartz, and making like, because the laser we got is a big heavy duty one. It can cut like through wood and stuff. So we want to make like wooden stands that are all engraved for all of our dry pieces for people to purchase. So this is one of those big investments so that like people will have access to a stand for their Cavalier or their Duke or anything they've purchased from us. It's a dry piece and have it all engraved. It's a Bear Mountain stand. It made like literally CNC'd. Like it takes me a long time to execute things, but it's because I want to do them in the best way we can. And when I'm done in-house, which means I have to make huge investments, hire people that are educated, because your boy dropped out in 10th grade. I can make some cool water tornadoes, but I cannot program or run a fucking laser. Goddamn. I have to have someone that knows how to do that doing that. And that costs money. But to me, I'm like, this is the coolest way for me to get my customers the coolest shit, is having access to these craziest tools and the ideas that we can execute now. We don't have to, like, we can be like, how do we do this? Like, we want, like a really nice stand for a Cavalier, like, that holds it and can display it, and like you can warm your nail up while it's in it, that way it's like not leaning on a table. So just know that we've been working at all these things, and very soon there's going to be a lot of very cool accessories and things available for people who already own the pieces they love, and maybe they just need the right accessory to display it, hold it, or sesh it, whatever. Just know we're working on it. Cannot wait. The laser should be here today or tomorrow. I'm so excited. And the wet saws we got, we got like a wet belt sander. We got a bunch of new shit, guys. And it's like, it doesn't mean much to anyone that doesn't do glass when you say these things. But understand that this just means our pursuit to like the highest precision and quality goes even further. Like, it gets everything, just the complexity. Like, now again, simplicity is everything, but you can also take something simple and you can magnify in every aspect of it and try to find ways of perfecting it. Just like when you see someone, if they just draw a circle on a piece of paper with like a pen or a pencil, and then you zoom in on that pencil line, you can see all the variances. But if you were to clean all of those lines up and then zoom out, how precise would that circle be then? That's all I'm trying to do. How do I make what we're already doing that much better? Precision, function, aesthetic, all these things. Yeah, and how do I smoke the laser? Basically, like, justify smoking the laser. Gotta make sick product. Convince wife that it's a good idea. Then smoke laser. This is my path. And most people wouldn't even understand it. They're like, why? And I go, why not? I don't know why. I don't know what else to do with myself. I'm stuck on this planet with all of you. I'm just trying to have fun in a way that doesn't affect anyone. And maybe it's different. I don't know. I don't know how many people have tried to smoke the laser. I know that there's products out there that use lasers, which I've never used one, but I heard they're pretty cool, to actually vaporize cannabis products or tobacco, whatever the fuck you're smoking. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm like, this has already been done, but it's never been done on one of these. Like, it's never been done on one of these bad boys. It's like huge, like a table-sized fucking laser, dude. A laser you can put sheets of acrylic in and cut out a bunch of shit. Speaking of, PuffCon, let me touch on some more ideas, guys, because if you're coming to hang out with us there, I want you to understand how different and fun what we have planned is. Now, I think that I've touched on it in a previous podcast a little bit about our ideas about having challenges and people, whatever, but this laser is part of that, all right? Because now we have a way to make all the individual badges. For example, we'll have a badge for each individual PuffCo challenge. Each challenge will revolve around a specific PuffCo unit, the first one being the pivot challenge. We'll have a thing that holds at least 7 pivots, maybe less depending on airflow, and it will be hooked to a Juggernaut RBR. If you're able to complete that and clear that challenge, you get the pivot badge. It's going to be your nice little merit badge, you know? Then we'll have the dry proxy challenge. So essentially, you'll have 2 choices. You'll either be able to hit this large, absurd steamroller where you can put 4 proxies on, or we will have a Sherlock that also holds 4 proxies. But either way, whatever one you pick, you're hitting 4 proxies. If you're able to complete that dry challenge with the proxies, you get the proxy badge. The next one is the partner challenge with the Peak Pro platform. So this is 2 to 4 partners. So multiple people can knock this challenge out at once because it's a team challenge. But if you want the Pro badge for the Peak Pro and it's a partner challenge, you'll need to clear the partner hookah, which will be 4 to 6 Peak Pros built into this very unique hookah. It'll be water hookah, obviously. It will cool that smoke. But you guys will have to clear that. Now, those are the 3 challenges to obtain the badges for each individual PuffCo unit. Now, the next one, if you feel like you're capable and ready, if we can do it, will be the about 14-foot bong is about the height. It'll be 13.5 to 14 foot tall based on the height of the platform we have. This challenge will incorporate an adapter onto the bong that will be 4 Peak Pros, 4 proxies on top. So it'll be essentially, if you guys have ever seen my dual locks that hold like the proxy and the Peak Pro, it'll be set up like that, but it'll also have a pivot on either side. So then multiply that times 4. So that means you're going to have 4 Peak Pros, 4 proxies, and 8 pivots. If you can clear that bong and while with till they're done blinking and finish that challenge, you will get the final badge that when clipped, well, hopefully this is our goal, is that these will all clip together and then make the gauntlet badge, meaning that you completed the entire gauntlet. But you don't have to do that either. You could be like, I just really want the partner's badge, so me and my homies are just going to rip that together so we all get that badge. But it's going to be like this fun, like, challenges, merit badge based at our booth with some glass for sale, obviously, too, but the majority of the booth's going to be more about the challenges. And then we'll have glass there where you can just test. It's not challenge-based. It'll be like, oh, you want to try one of the honey jars? Oh, you want to try a pivot top? Like, we'll have stuff there that we can clean right there in front of you, have you test it, clean it for the next person. Like, we'll have all of our different designs. So if you're just curious about buying something and you want to function test it first and see if you even like it, that would be that section of the booth. Then there'll be the challenges, and then there'll be the retail section where you can buy some shit. That's our fucking plan. We're going to find a way to make it work. I'm just so hyped on trying to do the badges and the challenges. I want to see, like, essentially, though, if you do complete the entire gauntlet, you will have smoked 30 PuffCo units by the end of the gauntlet. So what I was thinking is, because this is a 2-day thing, you don't have to do all this at once. Like day one, coming in the morning, shit, knock out the pivot challenge on the RBR. Then go have some lunch, do some lab school, listen to some music. Then in the evening, come back and be like, I'm going to do the partner challenge. Then do that one. Then the next day, you know, you come up, you want to do the steamroller, like the dry, you know, proxy challenge, do that one. And then you finish your day two, with trying to do the final challenge. So you can take your time, which you should. You should not do them all back to back. That's crazy. You'll smoke like 4 grams of hash. We're also going to have signs that say, I think I said this last time, but like, you know, instead of saying like you need to be this tall, you're going to have signs that say you're going to need like this much hash to ride this ride. Like you need 1 gram to ride this ride. Like you have to split it up between this many units. We've measured it out. At minimum, you need a gram. So it will definitely, we'll see how many people are able to even compete and interested in it. I don't know. Everyone's telling me, dude, there's so many people are going to try it. I'm like, we might be sitting there like sad carnies. Like no one wants to try our games. And it's like, okay, boys, that's fine. We'll do the games. Like, and then I'll do them like back to back and everyone will watch me. I don't know. Either way, it's going to be fun for us. We're going to try something a little different. And yeah, damn. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That was my second dab of the day. It was not my first, but that one felt like a lot. And it was a great temp. Oh, it was so nice. It was like a full dab at a low temp. But that doesn't mean it wasn't strong. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. But I'll tell you what. This right here, this has been like the piece at home lately. The Nano with the adapter, because it's like quiet. We're not heating up the torch. You know, because if I have to sneak out front real quick, you know, once the kiddo's in bed and stuff, I'm like, okay, I'm going to run out front and try and catch a dab. That's why all the videos, if you see, like, I'm, like, outside in my front yard against, like, my garage where there's brick, and I'm just taking a dab there. Just because, you know, dude, it's what it is. But either way, the torch at home, this has just been what we've been using. It's because it's been the most discreet and quickest way to take a dab before we play some video games or go to bed at night. Yeah. Fucking adapter on there. But what, here's the thing I will say, I've tried the adapter on bigger pieces too. I like it on the Nano the best. The bigger pieces, I have to put a little bit more hash in the pivot because it seems to pull like a bit higher vacuum than the Nano, and that higher vacuum just like means everything's raging even harder inside the pivot. The Nano is like not as high of a vacuum because it's a small piece with a small amount of water, so it's like a lot less pressure on the actual like turbine. Like the bigger pieces of that turbine, like shit is like shaking. It's rumbling so hard. And yeah, it gets a little wild. Like I'm scared it's gonna like tear the fabric of reality or something. But this Nano is perfect. I'd say smaller pieces are my favorite with the adapter so far. Or a bong. Like a bong with a single perk. It's just like certain bigger recyclers. It's really bigger recyclers. Because of the drain function, I feel like it creates a different like vacuum on the piece or something. I don't know though. That'd be something to test and figure out. Let's see here. Yeah, I gotta load this up. This should have battery, and if not, I have other pivots on the table. Sick. Yeah, we're excited for BuffCon though. And then we're also excited for this fucking Patreon event. Really got to get the flyer made and get that announced. I gotta do some stuff today too for Puffco. Dude, guys, you know what the thing is? I'll tell you what. I really just kind of want to smoke hash and chill. But I feel like I got all these responsibilities. And that's just life, dude. And sometimes you just gotta smoke hash and do your responsibilities. And that's a lot. That's a lot. And that's what I'm gonna do today. I got phone calls and stuff. It's gonna be a good time. We'll figure it out. But yeah, at our Patreon event, I'm thinking that I want to do a similar challenge thing, though. I think I almost want to make that like a staple to when we do events, to have some sort of like fun like challenge thing there where people can like over time, if they go to different events, can kind of collect like different fucking badges from different challenges we've done over the years. Sounds silly because it's just like, here's my badge. It means I did all that weed that one time, but it's like also kind of sick, dude. It's fun. It's a memory, dude, or it's not. You either got so high you don't remember, or it's a fun memory, or you had a bad time. Maybe that's the last time you took a dab because you were like, that was too much. That's the last time I smoked weed. Like, who knows what it is? But either way, it'd be an experience nonetheless. Just trying to have a good time. Trying to see how many people are trying to have fun like that. Fun can be described in a lot of different ways. That's definitely not everyone's description of fun. But for me, a big silly bong, some crazy adapter that you're like, why? That's stupid. And I'm like, yes. Yes. It is stupid. And we're all here together. We're gonna do this stupid thing together. Come on, guys. Like, let's go. Oh, so silly. And that's what I'm hoping for PuffCon. That's what I'm hoping. And the Patreon event. Damn, dude. We have the power. There's enough battery. So, one thing with these I would definitely want to reiterate is that I really like to, a lot of people like to hit it right when it buzzes. I don't. This shit's gonna buzz twice. And I'm like, cool. Now I'm gonna chill for a second, at least 5 to 7 seconds. Now that is more dependent on how big of a dab. If you have a smaller dab in there, like it just buzzed just now. If you have a smaller dab in there, maybe you only have to wait a couple seconds. But like I put a good amount of hash in there. I'm gonna wait like a couple more seconds and then I'm gonna start hitting it like right now. Once I can see it boil a little bit. Wait, oh, I didn't even put the dab in there. That's the problem. I'm not seeing it bubbling. Now, guys, what you just witnessed is I did too many already, and that's okay. This is, oh, see, the battery's dead. I knew that one was already toast. This one though, oh yeah, we're good. Here's the dab. Well, now that I told you what I do, now we can watch it. That was all part of the plan. All part of the plan, dude. Yeah, we have people like visiting the studio today and stuff. They didn't even know we're coming. And I hope I made a good first impression with them. You know, I don't know what their expectations were. I wasn't ready. I had a weird morning, especially wanting to like meet people. Let me turn this so you guys can see the actual. Oh my God, I had this idea. Y'all ever have an idea in the shower? Oh man, it's the best. I had one the other day. I set this to white because whatever. It's just better. So I thought about essentially making a giant glass pivot that I have this insert that I slide in that holds like six pivots, and then I slide the top over and it has like either a stock pivot mouthpiece, which I might have to do so people see as a pivot, or I could do one of ours on top of it, but like a big piece of tubing, like make a black piece of tubing. It's huge. It just buzzed. It's smoking. It's melting. We're in business. But it'd be so silly, just like this giant glass pivot and just like ripping it, but like having like a clear window on the side, so have all like the lights lighting up through it, so it still lights up like a pivot. Ooh, this one. Whoa. It already. Oh, that one's dead. I already had hash in it. I put more on top of it. And, fuck. Yep. Well, the hash I had in it was already burnt, so it was already, like, heated stuff. Oh my God. I have a feeling people are still going to be here when I leave this room. Yeah. And that's fine. They're going to see me at my worst. And I put that up for the internet too. That's why maybe my first impressions are good. Because most of the time people meet me, I'm in the middle of doing stuff. And they did that. They met me like that earlier. Fuck. God. It's fine. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so the main point of today is I will find a way to smoke the laser. And that's really what we're all here for, I think. Yeah, it's cool, man. You want to like make a company and make a bunch of cool stuff, but how do you smoke it? And I think that's the real question for me at this point of the day. can't even. They didn't pay their sponsorship money this month, dude. Yeti paid up though. Just kidding, dude. Wouldn't that be funny? Oh my god. Holy shit. I don't know what hash was in there. It was good, but like stuff I put on top of it was definitely good. But whatever was in there previously, that was different. It's like hazy. And it's aggressive. So I recently had someone hit me up for a custom that was inspired by a specific album cover from MF Doom's. I think it was like Food or like the Donut Shop cover. And like using the tones and the colors in there to make a piece. Man, we went through so many different colors trying to find something that like would match up, and nothing really did right. And then Turner, he's a very powerful young man. He's very skilled. He's gonna watch us and make clips. So that's why I'm saying that. He's just gonna hear that and laugh. And I'm not gonna call him my buddy. Cause last time I did an episode and talked about him, I called him my buddy. And I walked out of here and he said, "Hey, buddy." And he just said, "Oh, hey, we're buddies, right?" And he just picks on me. So I'm not going to call him my buddy. His name's Turner. Whatever, dude. But either way, he did this awesome fade of Gold Ruby and Marina. And it looks like so much like the background of like how the color gradients goes from like these like really bright pinks to more like lighter, softer pinks into the top of the frame. And then we have a green that looks just like the bright green writing. I believe it says like Food. And then even the bottom of the piece, I like mixed three different colors to make this like brown tone that was like the orange bottom part of the outside of the donut shop. Like, cause like the picture of it's kind of like from the outside, you're like looking in and you can see like the bottom of the donut shop and through the windows. And then customer requested that we use Neptunium, I think it's called, yeah, that reflective blue, basically one of those new chromium colors that we've been using to get more of like that foily metallic look to like look like MF Doom's mask. I was like, man, I wish we had one that was more silver, but this one actually, this batch of it was really light. It just has the slightest tint of blue, making it look like, honestly, like a more like blue silver color, but super super pretty, like a mirror, like the mouthpiece. I wish you guys could see it in person, but it's really trippy because it looks like it's supposed to be a mirror because it's so smooth and reflective, but like you don't see yourself in it. It's like, it's almost like some weird like, am I a vampire, dude? Like, how am I not seeing any reflective, like even a blurred vision of myself? I don't even know. Crazy color though. And then I made a matching spinner cap for it and stuff, but this piece absolutely shreds. And I did a little white and caramel line in between. So there's these like little white smoke rings in the middle of it from like this little like fight that's happening. I don't know. Fun project. I hope the customer likes it. I try not to get too stoked, even though I am definitely super stoked, until I know the customer's stoked, because I've had my feelings hurt a couple times where I'm like so hyped to show someone their piece, their custom, like, and their idea come to life. And then I show it to them and they're like, "Thought it was going to be more blue." And I'm like, fuck, dude. You thought it was going to be more blue? Damn. What are we going to do about that? Shit, I got to make a whole new piece. Fuck, there's no way to make it more blue unless I make a brand new piece. Oh, my goodness. And it's not about having to redo the work. It's more about just like when I see someone not stoked, when I see someone having to tell me that they wanted it to be different, it's seeing their discomfort and I'm like, fuck, I'm part of that equation. Like, it's like, fuck, like if someone was like, "Hey dude, you have to work an extra couple days," I'm like, fine, I'll work up. I don't, dude, such is life, dude. Like, one foot in front of the other, dude. Life's always gonna be a couple more days of work if you're lucky. Like, fuck it. Like, but when I see another human uncomfortable and I'm part of it, I'm like, fuck, dude. It's like, dude, oh my god, just stop. Damn, dude. Yeah. What can you do though? I hope that this person's stoked. If they're not, I'm stoked. And I'll find someone that will love it. But the spinner cap matches so good too. And like when you put it up to the album cover, like it looks like it get lost in it, just the way like the whole thing, like the color gradients and everything, the way it looks in it. It's just yeah, we had Borovision do photos too. So we can show like side by side pictures with it and like really how like sick the color fade is. Right now I've been smoking it and splashing water around in it right now, so it's in use, but a nice proper photo of it, you'll be able to see the fade throughout the piece and the change of the color. Super cool. Damn. So stoned, dude. Not ready to talk to anyone else. I'll talk to you guys. But like people outside this room, I'm not ready. I wish I could wear sunglasses. Wait, I could wear my glass blowing glasses. I could just be like, oh yeah, I gotta work, dude. Like, I can't make eye contact with you right now, so I gotta work. Like, fuck, dude. My wife doesn't smoke weed until, like, at night. The kid's, like, asleep in bed. And so, like, for her, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to explain right now, but basically that feeling I get when I'm always in the way in the grocery store might be because I did too many weeds before I went to the grocery store. It might be that because she told me the other day that she doesn't really feel like that. Like she, unless she's having anxiety or having kind of a stressful day, or she smoked weed and tried to do something. I'm like, yeah, but have you ever tried living life on hard mode? Have you ever tried being so aware with radical acceptance going, yes, today would be a lot easier if I didn't take this dab. However, I didn't ask for it easy, you know? That's the only thing you have control of. The only thing you have control of is how hard your life is at some points. It's like, you can make it way harder on yourself, and you can do it with purpose, though. Just be like, I'm knowing that this is, I could have a way easier time if I just waited till I got home. And I ate some dinner, and then I smoked some weed, it'd probably be way better off. But think about all the learning and discipline it takes. All the things you get out of that. And it's not for everyone. But I'm trying to learn still. Still, I feel like I have a lot to learn. Figuring it out. I can do some pretty cool water tornado stuff, though. That's pretty sick. Like this one. Oh, my God. This thing fucking tore me up in the beginning of the episode. Insane. Whoa. But, yeah. Either way. Whoa, yeah, dude, no, sorry. I had a bit of a flashback. I, like, thought about something and with this piece. And, yeah, it's very strong. I remember actually a time when I hit this piece and definitely had a panic attack. It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I just is laughing at me. This is now just me trying to make Aisha laugh. I'm sorry. This is not appropriate. Okay, either way. The point is I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to smoke the laser. That's like the main thing. That's like the main thing about, if anything, that's the only point I'm trying to get across is that we will figure that out. If for anyone wondering, oh my God, dude. But either way, it's going to be fun. I'm so stoned, dude. This is bad. Dude, Matt Robertson's was so fun, but they wanted me to get more stoned after. And like, I'm at a point in my life now where like, I don't like driving stoned. So I was like, dude, I have to like sit here and like not be stoned before I leave your house or your studio. Oh my God. And they're like, he was like, oh, I invited some people over to take some dabs on these pieces with you though. And I was like, fuck, dude, I'm gonna have to be that guy being like, oh, I'll serve you up, dude, but I can't right now. Could you guys imagine? Can you imagine meeting me and then me being like, yeah, man, like not right now. Like that would be, oh, I did that to someone, dude, you know what, I fucked up, man, that's all right, I was responsible, that's what's the important part, because I could not drive down a mountain stoned, I can't do it anymore, it's not that I couldn't physically do it, it's the repercussions of, like, if anything goes wrong, it's not good, it's not safe, so, now I'm like, you know, I'm sitting there drinking water. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to like hydrate up after a session. I'm like, yeah, you guys, like we're trying to eat something, hydrate, I'm trying to stretch. I'm trying to do some breathing exercises, help cleanse our blood. What are you guys into? I don't actually know how to do any of that. But I would hope that if me saying all that, someone in the room could guide us and know something. That's usually always my hope. sometimes I say things and people are like, okay, what's next? And I'm like, no. I was just saying, like, if one of you knew how to do that, any of that, I would totally be down to, like, follow your lead. That'd be sick. I think that's what's starting to happen here at the shop, too. I'm having some real leaders pop up. It's crazy. Making it feel like the weight that I'm carrying is a little less heavy because they're aware. And sometimes leadership positions aren't necessarily taking on more responsibility, but they're being aware of how things actually work and what it takes to make them function. And having more people aware of the challenges of a small business and building something, especially the ones around you all day working with you, makes the weight feel a little less hard because you don't have to explain why we have to get this shit done. Like, you know, because they understand, here's why. They've done the math. They want work next week, so let's get it done. Like, it's like I crushed so many hours. It's crazy. So do the guys. We're all trying to do it. We're doing it though, and we have such crazy opportunities that I just don't want us to like miss these opportunities because of complacency or like maybe like not being aware, not working hard enough. One more talking on my end. You know, just trying to do a good job, I guess. The main thing is, too, is just want everybody to have a good time and how do we smoke the laser? The first thing is I want everybody to have a good time and then how do we smoke the laser? That's really where I'm at. And I think that's where I'm going to end it. This is episode 174. I got way too stoned today, guys. Thanks for watching and watching me try to do glass for most of it. Try to not smoke and or swear in the first 10 minutes. Completely failed on kind of a couple different fronts, but that's fine. Because we'll get better and we'll figure it out. I'm talking to my friends that do big podcasts and stuff, and everything they're saying, I'm like, God, I'm gonna have such a hard time doing all that stuff. But I have people all around me that want to help. It's just me asking for it, so I'll figure that out. Thanks everybody, hope you have an awesome day. Check out our website, bmsclass.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We have a drop coming up in the next couple weeks. I think next Sunday is our drop. But either way, go to the website. It's all on there. Thanks, everybody. Holy shit, dude.